Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget, we take requests. You can email us with issues you'd like to hear debated or topics you'd like to hear explained. We are a talk show that takes requests. Send them to Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Put the word requests in the subject line. And earlier in the show, we talked about light. Now we're turning our attention to sound. Yes, it's the Brian Lehrer Show sensory extravaganza today. And not just any sound, the sound of New York. Not necessarily the sirens or the blaring car alarms, but the underlying oral mosaic of the city. In a minute, my next guest will give you a Sounds of New York audio quiz from their website, soundseeker.org. So you can call up if you want to take it at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 if you think you know the sounds of New York. Soundseeker is this really cool site built around an audio map of New York City. So whether it's the rhythm of a dripping fire hydrant, the pitch of a trash can scraping across the sidewalk, or even the thumping bass line of cars going across a metal bridge, they are cataloging it, and they want you to be on the lookout for your own New York sounds, whatever captures your imagination or attention, and contribute it to their online collaborative map of New York's oral environment. That's A-U-R-A-L. Andrea Poli is director of Hunter College's MFA program and an associate professor of integrated media arts. Edmund Mooney is a composer and sound designer and a founding member of the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology, and they are both contributors to soundseeker.org. Andrea, welcome back. Edmund, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And again, listeners, call us up. Call us up to take the Sounds of New York City audio quiz, if you dare, or call us up to suggest a sound from anywhere in the city that our guests might want to come and record for their audio map. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And, of course, we have linked to the Sound Seeker map on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Andrea, what is SoundSeeker.org?
Well, it's an interactive interface for listening to sounds that have been recorded by people in New York, of New York.
And the of all the sounds in the city, how do you decide, Edmund, what sounds to actually include in the map?
Well, we're not really editing that much, in that we feel like if people hear something that's important to them, we should put it on the map. It's geographically based, so if you're out of the city limits, we probably couldn't include it, but that's really our only criteria.
By the way, for anybody who calls up and gets three in a row right, and I think we only have about six of these, so we'll do two groups of three or so. If you get three in a row right, we will send you a WNYC messenger bag and a WNYC iPod cover so you can listen to your own sounds and remember this show. 212-433-WNYC. What's the larger point of this, Andrea? Is it just kind of, you know, it's cool to document the sounds, or is there a larger point?
Well, it is cool, but we think that people should think about, notice, and listen to the New York sound environment, and maybe also the map serves as a snapshot of a certain period of time. It's kind of like an archive.
Anything to add?
Well, we were hoping that the map could develop and have more layers, maybe a historical layer, different categories, quiet sounds versus loud sounds, things like that.
And on the website, it says it is at once a historical record and a subjective representation of the city. It is what each user wishes it to be, and it is ever-growing, ever-changing, and totally interactive. So I guess we're throwing out the idea of maps as objective reality, that concrete object you hold in your hand that tells you where you are.
Right.
Well, subjective reality in a way, because the map is really representing people's points of view.
Yes, it's replacing objective reality with subjective reality. Let's play a few examples from the audio map. I'm not going to tell people what this is, but this is too hard to include in the quiz. So we'll just start this, and then we'll talk about it. All right. The place is Coney Island, Edmund, and it's obviously wind,
mm-hmm.
but it's amazing.
Yeah. Andrea, I think you know more about this recording.
When I first heard this submission by Stephen Dye, recorded by Stephen Dye, I was just amazed with the wind harmonics that happened. And it's completely unprocessed. It's just something that he heard and recorded and submitted to the map.
You call it wind harmonics, and we're going to play it again.
Mm.
And now that people have heard it once, you can listen for the harmonics, for the harmonies that the natural wind is creating off Coney Island. And there's a bird in there. Has a little piccolo line at the top. But I heard lots in there the second time that I didn't hear the first. It didn't only have harmony, it had pitch changes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you listen to the city, it's like being a composer.
Here's another one. Again, this would be too tough for you to recognize, so this is not part of the quiz, but again, something pretty unexpected. I have no idea what that was. What was it?
I think it's an underwater recording.
It's a recording by Ben Owen using underwater mics in the Gowanus.
In the Gowanus? In the Gowanus
in
Canal?
In the canal.
Using underwater mics.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he was able to place them down there with some robotic device and not actually go in the Gowanus Canal.
Yep.
They're cleaning it up. It's coming around.
How was that recorded?
Using an aquatic microphone, a microphone that's designed to record underwater. It uses pressure sensitivity so that sound waves travel differently underwater, and this mic is specifically designed to record accurately with the change in sound directivity and speed.
So is that a particular set of sounds that particular kind of microphone could pick up? If I went snorkeling down there, God forbid, would I hear the same thing as is on that tape?
Yeah, it's translating what you would hear, without being underwater. So it is in fact capturing sounds that you would not be able to hear underwater because our ears would fill with pressure.
All right, Edmund, let's play one of yours. You know what this is going to be. Do you want to set this up or should we just play it?
I don't know which one you're going to play, actually.
Okay,
sorry.
So let's play it, and if we need to, we'll play it again. Did I hear a ping in there?
Oh, yeah. There was a ping. There was a umpire calling something, strike, I think. That was a recording I made in McCarran Park on a day, just a normal day, a normal Saturday, when kids were playing baseball in the spring, and there was a marching band for some reason.
The band is sort of the dominant thing in that.
Yeah.
Right? But then there are dogs barking,
right.
And then there are those baseball sounds, if you're listening carefully enough.
Yep.
So it's just a day in the park.
A day in the park.
All right. Tell you what, I think we're ready for the first Brian Lehrer Show sound quiz. So, listeners, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play, when we take your calls, some native New York sound, and you have to guess what the sound is. Now, don't worry, you don't have to guess borough or date of recording, but as specifically as you can. And three correct answers in a row will win you both a WNYC messenger bag and a WNYC iPod cover. And again, our guests are from soundseeker.org, the audio map of New York City. Florence and Brooklyn, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, sound number one.
Thank you.
Now, again, you don't have to tell us where this is going on, but this is a common sound that you might hear around the city. It's actually a common sound that you might hear anywhere, but the context is definitely how you might hear it around the city. So let's play it one more time. I have to say, that is really hard. But do you have any idea?
I think it's a subway station.
Well, no. And it's I mean, it's. I understand why you would guess a subway station, but it's not right. Florence, thank you very much. Before we have somebody else try to guess it, because now that I've heard it, I think it is really hard. Andrew, do you want to give any kind of context or anything like that?
Well, it's probably a warm day, maybe a clue.
All right. Jane in Manhattan, were you listening carefully?
I was. This is really fun. this really is fun. I think what it is, I think it's a dog taking a drink.
Bravo.
Out of a pond in the park, because I could hear ducks.
Bravo, Jane.
Yeah. Well, I spent a lot of time in the park, and I used to walk dogs, so I know what that sounds.
That is great. I think we're going to have to play it one more time for people who did not
this
get the dog
so cool.
The first time around. It was all just mystery clicking to me, but you recognize that dog. All right, let's go on to sound number two for Jane.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Say it again.
A kitchen in a restaurant.
Sure sounds mm-hmm. that way to me. Is that the answer, Edmund?
Sure, yep.
A kitchen? Is it a particular kitchen?
It's a diner on Manhattan Avenue in Greenpoint.
All right.
All right, two out of three. Sound number.
It's really fun because you
pretty
do
good.
That in New York because you pass all the kitchen, open kitchen stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You
hear
that noise
all
the time.
Yep. Sound number three. Got it, Jane?
My feeling is that that's pretty easy, but who knows? I think it's a zoo because the elephant is trumpeting.
Ooh, that's not right.
Did I get it?
You did not get it.
No.
That is I'll give the next person a clue. That is not an elephant.
Oh.
But Jane, you did great. You're an honorary.
That was really
Brian Lehrer Show audio quiz superstar. Thank you very much. And I don't think anybody's going to have as much fun with it as Jane had. So we love Jane. Arnie and Chelsea are on WNYC. Do you need to hear that again?
Well, I heard it. I'll hear it again. But I thought it was an elephant, too.
Okay. Sorry, Arnie. All right. Kate in Harlem, you want to go for that one?
Sure. I'm pretty sure it's a rusty playground metal carousel.
Yay, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. A swing, really, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was it the squeakiness was on a swing?
I believe so. I didn't make that recording. But,
that recording was by Andrea Williams, and it was on in a park on Smith and President Street in Brooklyn.
A little bit of that one more time.
I think it might be a swing and one of those carousel things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're just joining us and wonder what the heck is going on here today, my guests are Andrea Poli, director of Hunter College's MFA program and an associate professor of integrated media arts there, and Edmund Mooney, a composer and sound designer and founding member of the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology, and they are both contributors to the audio map of New York City at soundseeker.org, and we're having the Brian Lehrer Show audio quiz to go along with it. So, okay, you got that, Kate. Let's go on to the next sound.
All right.
Any idea?
Tennis court?
I heard that in the background. I guess not. I don't know the answer to this one, and I can't recognize it, but I guess close is no cigar. So, Kate, thank you very much. And Pete in Brooklyn, you want to take a crack at that?
I actually wasn't calling in for the quiz, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to hear just over my phone.
You had a sound to suggest?
Yeah, I had a sound to suggest, actually.
Go for it.
I live down by Greenwood Cemetery, and there's a whole flock of parakeets, like feral parakeets that live down there.
Wow.
So, and it's really interesting. You know, first time I heard them, it was pretty surprising to hear, you know, flocks of parakeets.
Wow,
flying
sure.
Flocks of feral parakeets down by Greenwood Cemetery. All right. Take a recorder out there. Cheryl in Staten Island has another sound suggestion. Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, and we're sticking with the bird theme. I take the Staten Island Ferry every morning, and I get there just a little after sun up somewhere. I usually catch the 6:40 or the 7 o'clock ferry, and there's a bus overpass, but we drive under. And every morning just after dawn, there are hundreds and hundreds of starlings that sit on the curb. And there's just something about the acoustics at that point when they're all singing and making the diving whistles that it just sounds huge. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, there are a number of places like that in New York City because starlings congregate like that. So anywhere that that happens around dusk, there's a tree up near where I live where it's just cacophonous and so loud. Yeah. But good one, Cheryl. Thank you. All right, let's get back to the quiz. Joel in Manhattan, did you hear that last sound?
Yeah. Could you replay it, please?
Yes, we can. Block out the wind, block out the plane going overhead. You got it?
I'm going to say a handball court.
Yep. Yay. Perfect. Very New York. Next sound. Joel?
It sounds like a fountain, but I don't know what that humming in the background is.
Don't worry about the humming. It's
the water
secondary.
Fountain is the right answer. But what kind of a water fountain? Do we know?
Well, it's a standard issue city water fountain.
Really? That
city
you drink
parks
from?
Yeah.
Really? Sounded like it was running a little much for that,
right,
or into a pool of water somehow. Next one, only one sound away from Joel winning the award. This is too easy. You got it, Joel?
Carousel in Central Park?
Yes.
All right.
I said it was too easy. Joel is a Brian Lehrer Show sensory master. And hang on, because we're going to get our screener to take your address off the air, and we're going to send you a WNYC messenger bag and a WNYC iPod cover. We have 30 seconds left. Let's sneak in one more sound. This is the unmistakable New York City sound of truck idling.
Yep.
Get them out of the bike lanes, I say. Edmund Mooney from the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology, Andrea Poli from Hunter College, contributors to the great audio map of New York City that you can see online and hear online called soundseeker.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.